Gloucester High School boys basketball coach Adam Philpott is joining us here on MSO News Sports as we begin our coverage of North Shore High School basketball. Adam, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Bill. Appreciate it.
Yeah, great to have you, for sure. So, Adam, you're our first high school boys basketball coach this year. You guys got a win on Sunday against Pentucket, usually a pretty solid program from year to year up in the Cape Ann League. Overtime, double overtime win. So let's go over that game a bit. Tell me some highlights. I know you guys were down by maybe, 5 points at the half?
Yeah, it was a five-point game at the half. It was a bit of a rock fight of a game. like you said, Pentucky was a really well-coached team, and they have some scrappy players. We shot ourselves in the foot a little bit. We missed about 16 free throws, had 20 or so turnovers, so we certainly made it difficult on ourselves, but I think to be able to get that experience of, overtimes and late-game situations early in the season will hopefully benefit us later down in the road.
Was the second half a lot different than the first half, or was it kind of still the same?
I think we made a good push in the first quarter. We were actually up by around 10, and then we kind of got a little careless and undisciplined with the ball on the offensive end. Credit to them, though, their defense really stepped up. They kind of switched to a zone on us, which kind of threw us in a little bit of a funk. But for as ugly as the game was on our end, I was proud of the way kind of the kids battled through it. We're kind of we have a senior-laden team, but in terms of experience, I would say we're young in that regard. So a lot of guys were kind of learning as we go, and it's trial by fire through a lot of them. And I was happy with the way we responded.
Well, double overtime. So tell me if you were to recall a play or two or a moment or two in either one of the overtimes or both of the overtimes, what would that play or two be?
I think our senior captain, Adam Berwick, really stepped up. He had a real clutch three in the second overtime to kind of give us a little bit of separation. I think it brought it to a two-point game, to a five-point game with about 2 minutes, maybe a minute and 30 left. So that kind of gave us a little extra cushion. And then I think we really buckled down on our free throw shooting. We missed 16 free throws in the game, but in those two overtimes combined, we went 10 of 15. So that was kind of the difference in the game, kind of came at the free throw line.
Perfect. Nice. So so tell me about your team. Tell me about your players, and maybe give us kind of an overview or a scouting report without giving Danvers, your opponent tomorrow, too much information to work with here, Adam. I get that. But what can you tell us about Gloucester basketball here?
Yeah, this team, I've been involved with the program for about 8 years now. So this team is kind of unique in that, we're really much smaller than what you typically see. So we play a guard-oriented lineup for the most part. And really try to spread teams out as much as we can. So like I said, we have six seniors. Our four captains kind of carry the load for us. On the offensive end, we have Nate Montanino and Adam Berwick, who have both been at the varsity level for 3 years now. So in terms of experience, they're kind of as good as you're going to find around here, and they do a bulk of the scoring for us. But we also have guys like another senior, Ashton Davis and Brady Sullivan, that were with us last year, but they're relatively new in terms of their game experience. And I thought they played excellent yesterday. And then we're also, working on bringing some sophomores along. We have three sophomores that we're going to rely on pretty heavily, and Charlie Amaro, Braden Francis, and Alex Lane. And then we have some guys that we're expecting to contribute off the bench to, another senior in Evan Anderson, and a few other guys. So the good part is I think we have some depth there. We're going to look to play fast and utilize a smaller lineup to our advantage and get a lot of guys opportunities.
So you're mentioning height or lack of height. So who is your tallest player?
Our sophomore, Charlie Amaro, is about 6'3". So he's our tallest guy.
Gotcha. What can you tell me about Danvers, or in general, if you want to talk about the league, what's the buzz in the Northeastern Conference for the upcoming season?
Yeah, I think the league is very strong overall. Beverly's been kind of the class of the league for the last few years. Their coach, Matt Karakoudis, does a really good job. I have a lot of respect for the way he runs his program. I know they're dealing with some injuries to some of their key players, but just given the way he's able to run his system, I would expect they're still going to be at the top of the pack. Danvers, again, another coach in Chris Timpson, who I hold in high regard. He does a great job preparing his guys. So I'm expecting tomorrow to be a pretty physical game. He works those kids hard, and they have a good understanding of what he's trying to do on the offensive end. They run a lot of different sets. I was able to scout their game on Saturday against Winthrop. So they run a lot, and it's going to put a lot of pressure on our defense. So we got to be ready to face multiple different actions on that end. And then you got teams like Marblehead that are always well coached. Swampscott's always a tough play. Winthrop, whenever you have to travel to Winthrop, it's a dogfight. So on a week to week basis, you know, there's really no easy outs, no easy wins out there. You got to come ready to play every game and have a good understanding and really work your scouts well in practice to prepare the best you can and hopefully come away with some wins and at the end of the year find your way into the tournament.
Yeah, it's just so early. Obviously, it's so early. Most of these teams haven't even started yet. But I know a game on the schedule tomorrow night, Marblehead at Beverly, looks like an interesting game, if only in the fact that you have two really good coaches going at one another in that contest tomorrow night.
Absolutely. That's going to be a good game to see. And it'll be interesting. You know, Marblehead, in the past, you know, they typically run that 3-2 zone that can give teams problems. So I'll be curious to see how that plays out. And again, how kind of Beverly responds to some of the early season injuries they're dealing with and have another guy step up. So that'll be a good game for sure.
Adam, is there anything else you want to share with us about the Gloucester High boys basketball team this year that I didn't ask you about this year's team?
No, I just think it's going to be an exciting year for us with kind of how our lineup is structured. I think we want to play a fast-paced, exciting style of basketball and it should be a fun watch. And again, like I said, a lot of these kids, it's kind of trial by fire, and we're going to be learning as we go. But from our scrimmage in our first game early on, I like what I see in terms of just our willingness to compete and play physical. So it's a lot of things that we've seen in game one that causes issues are things that, you know, are correctable on our end. And so as we kind of share those things up, I think we're going to be finding ourselves in a good position to hopefully compete for a conference title and then be able to win some games in the tournament.
Adam, sounds great. And best of luck to you and the team this year. And thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Yep. Take care. Adam Philpott, head basketball coach at Gloucester High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.